Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 704, 5 Ways to Simplify Your Diet by Melanie Schweder with NoSidebar.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. Now, today's post comes from No Sidebar, a simple living site typically narrated on my brother Justin's podcast, Optimal Living Daily. To hear a lot more about minimalism, living with less, and personal development, check out my brother's show. Again, that's Optimal Living Daily. Now, if you're a longtime listener and are having a little deja vu, that's because I narrated a post from Melanie titled 5 Ways to Simplify Your Exercise. This time, we're covering diet. And by the way, if you actually do remember that episode, you have a really good memory, because that episode was number 524, which was, 8 months ago. Oh, and yesterday I totally spaced and forgot to give you your inspirational quote. I got so busy talking about myself. So without further ado, here is your belated inspirational quote. To change one's life, start immediately, do it flamboyantly, with no exceptions. William James. Okay, now we can get right to the post as we optimize your life. 5 Ways to Simplify Your Diet by Melanie Schweder with NoSidebar.com. When you're chasing vibrant health and a more minimalist life, you may struggle with keeping these two goals in balance. It may seem that they are contradictory, pulling in different directions, as if we can't have both. After all, in today's world, the notion of health often comes with a lot of baggage, literally and metaphorically. The multi-billion dollar health and wellness industry is thriving, and slick advertising is telling us that we need X, Y, and Z in order to be healthy, fit, and happy. But that's simply not the case. The truth is, you can live a simple life and be joyfully nourished, enjoying good health each and every day, even if you have chronic health issues, which often come with a suitcase full of healing accoutrements. And I know, because I've done it. As someone that lives with a complex illness, I've gone down the health hoarding route, and I know that it's not the only way to feel better. I've had shelves packed with supplements and a pantry packed with expensive superfoods, pills, and powders. I played the game with fancy snacks and elaborate meal plans. And while I may have felt a little better physically, all that clutter and stress certainly wasn't helping my mental or emotional health. All the shopping, planning, purchasing, and prepping took its toll. So after a while, I started paring down on all the complexities of my health regimen and simplified my diet, and I feel better than I ever have. How to simplify your diet. If you're tired of chasing optimal health through expensive specialty foods, or you've had enough of taking fistfuls of supplements every day, this post is for you. Here are 5 ways you can simplify your diet and streamline your journey to vibrant, sustainable well-being. 1. Look for short labels. One of the easiest and most visual ways that you can simplify your food is by literally eating fewer ingredients. Learn how to read nutrition labels and ingredients lists, and start choosing foods that have short lists of recognizable, pronounceable things. Most simple and wholesome foods don't have more than 10 ingredients, or preferably, don't even have an ingredient list at all. 2. Eat raw and whole. Want the simplest food ever? Just pick up a banana, some carrot sticks, or a handful of raw nuts. When you eat foods that are in their natural state and have not been altered, cooked, packaged, or processed, you may get superior nutrition in some cases, but you're also keeping things easy on yourself. For me, this has meant lots of easy breakfast smoothies, fresh fruit and veggies for snacks, and big salads for dinner. 3. Find your favorites. While it can be extremely fun and rewarding to explore new recipes and try new foods, this can be stressful, not to mention expensive, if you do it too often. Make your meals simple and narrow down your choices to a handful of solid, healthy, and tasty recipes that you and your family love. Rotate these favorites throughout the week, and unless you absolutely adore cooking, minimize your culinary experimentation to 1 to 2 times per month. 4. Plan your meals. You've probably heard this one before, and that's because it works. If you want to eat nutritious, wholesome foods while minimizing the amount of shopping, prepping, and last-minute panicking, learn to plan ahead of time. Pick a day and spend a half hour or so organizing meals and recipes for the week, making a corresponding grocery list as you go. This can make your errand running more efficient and minimize those desperate drive-through moments. 5. Reevaluate your supplementation. Often we take way more pills and powders than are actually necessary, especially if we're already eating a nutrient-dense whole foods diet. Depending on your health status, you may want to experiment with reducing your supplement regimen and increasing your real food intake to make up the difference. This can save you money, shelf space, and mental space too. And remember that no supplement can beat the benefits of a nutritious diet, good sleep habits, and solid stress reduction practices. When you've worked hard to clean out your closet, reevaluate your calendar, and declutter your decor, having a complicated and expensive diet can stick out like a sore thumb. Thankfully, there is a way to have a simple, minimalist life and be well-fed too. With these tips, you can clarify the nutrients that fuel you the best, avoid unhealthy and overprocessed foods, and keep the effort to a minimum. As a health coach, I've seen too many people fall into the trap of multiple shopping days per week, pricey supplements, and time-consuming recipes, even the ones that call themselves minimalists. I think it's time that we start extending our minimalist values into our kitchens and learn how to nourish our bodies with real, affordable, unfussy ingredients and stop spending so much energy on planning, shopping for, preparing, and eating our food. Savoring a delicious meal can be one of the many pleasures of a simple life. So let's not make it harder than it has to be. You just listened to the post titled 5 Ways to Simplify Your Diet by Melanie Schweder with NoSidebar.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil again here for my commentary. If you've been a longtime listener, you know that one of my favorite things to do is meal plan. I know that if I don't plan my meals on Sunday, I will not know what I'm going to be eating all week. Then it's too easy to get takeout. It's too easy to end up with a meal that's not so balanced. But I know I'm so much better off if I take 20, no more than 30 minutes to plan my meals for the week, and then take the time to just get those groceries, I know I'll be set and I know I eat more nutritiously that way. And then at the end of the week, I feel so much better. I do feel guilty when I end up getting takeout, even just one time, because I know I'm capable of making a delicious meal at home. And I love this idea of reevaluating your supplementation, particularly when we look at it from a different health perspective. When it comes to the actual ingredients that are in supplements, well, sometimes it's not what they say on the bottle. So what's actually found in the supplement may not match that ingredients label found on the supplement's packaging. So if you want to make sure that the supplement you are taking has met quality and purity standards, that it actually contains the ingredients it's supposed to, there's a great website that I like to use called consumerlab.com. If you're a current student at really any accredited university, they probably already pay for the membership to consumerlab.com, but the membership is available to anyone and it's not that expensive. I want to say it's like $36 now for an entire year's subscription. And it's all on the web. You just type in the supplement you're interested in. They're an independent company that basically analyzes as many supplements as they can to make sure that it meets quality and purity standards. But there's another trick that you can use. When you're perusing the supplement shelves, when you're interested in buying a supplement, take a look at the packaging. Look for a USP symbol or an NSF symbol. Sometimes a supplement will have both on there, and that's great. One or the other or both means that the supplement has gone through some testing and is likely reliable when it comes to the fact that it contains the ingredients in the amounts listed. And it's probably relatively free of any impurities. Oh, and don't forget, you can hear a lot more from No Sidebar if you're subscribed to my brother's podcast, which is Optimal Living Daily. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back here tomorrow, my favorite day because it's our usual Friday Q&A. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.